Hello, and welcome to All My Pretty Fictions, subtitle, I Left Neither My Room Nor My Bed, The Audio Experience. The main character of this performance is someone who exists outside of space and time, but for our purposes may be imagined as a Victorian shut-in woman who spends her time in her bedchamber. She has a pile of journals, all bound in pink fabric. She lays in a bed that is made up with terracotta-colored sheets and a pale gray comforter. She wears a white nightgown and has a shawl that incorporates all of the colors that she is wearing and embedded in, and has, upon close inspection, actually a pattern of tiny skulls. She is a black woman of some middle age, a little gray showing at the temples, but with a youthful face. She was born with spina bifida. These things matter. Behind her is a constantly changing background. There are cityscapes, there are outdoor spaces, there are assorted images from her imagination. Sometimes you can see images of her walking through these background images, as if in a dream, because when you see these images, she will be reclining in the bed, asleep, and dreaming. While in bed, the artist also has beadwork that she will work on, and a pile of clean washing that she will fold. Readings from the journals. I do not count the days. These are not numbers that matter to me. I mark the days. I recall the days. I recall series of events, feelings, people. I recall all the small things that make up a life that transpired despite the fact that I left neither my room nor my bed. Every day there are so many things to do. There are so many wonderful inventions and so many fascinating ways to pass the time, and so many things to think about and learn and do. This is a letter. My dear M, in the time since I last wrote to you, and I do apologize sincerely for what has most certainly been an unforgivable delay in responding, I have left neither my bed nor my room. And do forgive my horrid hand. It is that of an incorrigible schoolgirl who insisted that there was no point in learning script, having known how to do a neat and clean print hand since toddlerhood. But alas, my particular affectation for the pens and inks I prefer call for it, and so here we are. As the song The Invisible Republic is played, images of the artist, superimposed upon backgrounds of cityscapes, are passing on the screen above the bed on the set. As the song Bitter Orange plays, images of blurred cityscapes, of cities slightly out of focus, brightly lit but indistinct, pass above the bed set. In the asynchronous space, the gallery space, the following items exist. 3 journals bound in pink fabric. 4 visitors to the exhibit. There is a basket of cream-colored cards. The cream-colored cards are folded in half. They have holes punched in the top corners. Through those holes are threaded gunmetal-colored binder rings. Dangling from those binder rings are small pieces of beaded art made by the artist. Inside the cream-colored cards are lines of poetry and pieces of artwork. As the last words of the performance are spoken, on the screen is an image of the artist layering on and then removing, one by one, a set of necklaces. These necklaces were all made in March and April of 2020 during the original COVID lockdown. The artist at that point was in her home and every day would sit and make more necklaces. Using the beads and the wire used to make the necklaces as ways to mark the time during which the rest of the world experienced life very similarly to the way the artist had experienced life herself, as a child and as an adult under varying sets of circumstances.